flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Shanti. Once a scholar approached a mystic. The mystic was playing his musical instrument, a single-stringed instrument, ektara. And he was singing the song. The scholar said, "Stop this singing and stop this dance. You keep on talking about love and love and love. I don't understand what this love is. This madness. Just stop this. Tell me, what is this love? I want scriptural validation for love. Which scriptures are endorsing love?" "How can I say that what you are doing testifies the scriptures?" The scholar said, "I read everything about love and I don't find anything. So unique and so beautiful. So much so that people surrender their lives. And you are also doing the same thing, simply chanting. Stop this dance. You cannot enchant me. I want philosophical explanation. I want scriptural endorsement." But the mystic kept dancing. The mystic kept chanting. The mystic kept singing. Till until at last the scholar made him stop. "Stop. You need to tell me. What is this song about? The mystic said, "I don't know anything about scriptures. I don't know anything about Upanishads and Vedas. The song is our Veda and the song is our Upanishad. The song is our scripture, and the song is our Bible, and the song is our Quran. I do not know them. I have not read anything. I just know this. But the scholar was adamant. He said that you cannot fool me with your nonsensical jargon. Tell me. But the mystic kept playing his ektara, and the mystic kept dancing, and he sang a song. And the meaning of the song was, there was a rich jeweler. He came to a rose garden, and he said to the gardener, I want to test whether your roses are true or fake. And he brought with him a touchstone, and he started taking each flower and crushing it against the touchstone and said, oh, this is a fake one. It got destroyed. And the mystic said, can you think of the grief, the pain of that gardener when he saw each of his roses getting crushed? The mystic said, I am feeling the same pain. Love is indescribable. It beggars description. How can you validate love? Love has no explanation. Love has no justification. Love is love, and love is for love's sake. It's without any reason. It's without any rhythm or rhyme. Love doesn't know calculations. Love is wisdom's fool, unthinking. It knows to get drowned. It knows to get lost. It knows to sing, to rejoice, to dance. So today's Murli is about the divine love, the romantic love, the spiritual love, the metaphysical love, the platonic love. Baba talked about the place where the beloved is meeting the lover. And the place is very beautiful. Where the place is, it's near the shore, under the moonlight. And there is mountain. So this is a perfect lover's point. Honeymoon point. Where there is a moonlight, and where there is a mountain, and there is an ocean. So Baba said, stay near the ocean. Always. Stay under the moonlight. Always. And this mountain represents your high, exalted, lofty stage of consciousness. The ocean suggests the immeasurable Pacific Ocean of love. The moonlight suggests coolness, your cool nature. So no matter what challenges are there in life, stay near the ocean. No matter what problems, what difficulties, what hindrances you encounter, stay like a mountain, stay under the moonlight, and stay near the ocean. These are the three mantras. To curb over the difficulties, the problems, the challenges, the hindrances, the barriers, the onslaught of old sanskars, the attacks of Maya. Then Baba talked about three more things. Yad, love, song. So there is a song. So you should always have a playlist of divine songs with you. Those songs that can connect you to the Supreme soon. So keep such playlist with you. The songs. Then the Yad, the remembrance, it is unpunctured, uninterrupted remembrance. And then this love. This love is so divine. You don't have to remember him, but there is no option other than love. You just love for love's sake. And your love is spontaneous. Your love is the divine rhythm of the soul. You're not doing it, it's happening. And the fourth is chit-chat. Baba is having chit-chat. So when the lovers meet, all these things are involved. They sing for each other. When lovers meet, they start loving each other. When lovers meet, they remember each other. And when lovers meet, they have divine chit-chats. Here the spiritual beloved is meeting the spiritual lovers. But now there is a problem. Till now everything was okay. Loving talks. But Baba said, then there are some children who throw temper tantrums. And there are many children. Fera. I don't know what is that. English translation. What is written in the Murli? What is it? I have not read English once. Touring around, okay. That's a good word. So they tour around. Rather than being with Baba, they tour around, zigzagging. Sometimes they love Baba, but sometimes they have so many other people to love. The Tom, Dick and Harry is always sitting. So their mind goes here and there. And then they again come back and they say to Baba, Baba, you are everything. My Baba, my Mashuk. And they again are lost. So these are the two problems. One is Fera and another is they become sensitive babies. And Baba said, okay, this match cannot happen. There should be match. And there are two problems to this match. One is dress and another is weight. So the bride, groom is thin. And brides are fat and obese. So the couple is not a good match. And the bride is wearing so radiant dress. But the bridegroom is wearing the radiant dress. But the brides are wearing the old, dirty dress with stains. So this match is not good. So you need to reduce your weight. Weight reduction plan. You have to look after your spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness plan.
So your weight is increasing because so much time is wasted.
So the weight increases.
So much time is wasted in waste thoughts. So much time is wasted in
powers.
In misuse of power. So much time is wasted in your
connections and relationships.
This is all total wastage. And because of this wastage, your weight is increasing.
So you have to build up a fitness plan. And for this fitness plan, Baba has come up with a spiritual management. This is a crash course for weight reduction. The crash course is just of 1 second.
So you have to do spiritual drill. In this moment you become Nirakari, Akari and Sakari.
At one moment you are becoming Karma Yogi. At one moment you are serving the world, world server. Another moment you are becoming an angel, an Avyakta angel. Another moment you become bodiless, become totally formless.
So keep practicing this drill. This drill, if you do this exercise, but this exercise you have to do religiously, sincerely, every day.
No cheating.
There's one more thing to it, diet, which is not mentioned in this Murli.
Because without diet control,
the weight will not reduce. And the last thing is, unless and until you become
same as he is, you cannot come near.
If you want to enjoy his vicinity,
you must become like him.
So, these are the 11 points from today's Murli.
So, these are the secrets between lovers. So, on one side, there is sharing of love. But another side, there is some problem also. But there is some solution also.
So, you have to think why the weight is increasing.
Pouch potatoes.
Couch potato. So today's task, write a soul to soul letter.
Write a love letter to Baba.
So we will post
a lot of love templates on group. You can see them. And you can write a letter, but the letter should be short. Don't write scripture. Don't write big stories. Baba said, Baba loves short things, sweet things. Okay, so we'll share that. Many such templates.
So you write a letter. But it should be very short. It should be full of love. If it is with rhyme, it's good. But it should be the outpouring of the heart. One. The second is, this is a challenge.
Can you think of 16,000 divine virtues? 16,000. It will be a Guinness Book of Record. Baba talked about scriptural mention of 16,000 queens. Can there be this much qualities?
The third thing is lighten the load challenge.
What is that which is making you heavy? Which is that fate? Is it some thought? Is it some sanskar? Is it some relationship? Is it something, some tendency? Is it some fear? What is it that makes you heavy? In life, sometimes, whenever the shock happens, it goes in the subconscious. You are reading Murli and you are doing so many things, but that doesn't go in the subconscious. But suddenly somebody opposes you. That straight goes into the subconscious.
somebody comments on you, that goes into the subconscious. Why? Because that comment comes like a shock. The Murli doesn't come like a shock. So, it doesn't go inside. That's why in Zen tradition, the Zen masters, what they would do? The moment the seeker would come, they would take a stick and start beating that disciple. A seeker came and says, Master, what is the truth? He took him to the terrace and threw him from there. And he got fractures. And the seeker said, thank you, Master, I understood. What is truth? Sometime they will brandish sticks. Sometime they will hit them. When the Zen philosophy were first of all introduced to the Western world, the Western philosophers were shocked. What sort of philosophy is this? Where there is no teaching, but the master is beating the disciple. The disciple comes and says, Master, I want to know the truth. He says, okay, you want to know? And he will kick him. This is the truth. The seeker will come and say, Master, I want to know Zen. And the master will throw him into the ocean or river. This is the truth. Shock is needed for change. The spiritual metamorphosis cannot happen gradually. It has to be like a bolt from the blue. It has to be. Like an electric current. So these are the, then listen this. And one more thing is, these are offering bhogs to Baba. These are some of the steps. You can convert this bhog offering ceremony into a spiritual romance. You choose a place, you offer, prepare yourself, prepare the bhog, and sit in the remembrance, offer the bhog and meditate with the bhog. And then distribute it. The last is, these are some of the visualizations. Stay by the ocean visualization. You sit and imagine you are sitting by the ocean. Feel the coolness, the warmth. Imagine you are sailing on the ocean in life when there is a difficult time. Imagine you are sailing in the ocean of love. And the last is shining like the moon. The coolness of the moon you feel. So the mountain is there. The moonlight is there. The ocean is there. The love song is there. Remembrance is there. Love is there. Spiritual exercises is there. And beautiful radiant dress is there. So what more is needed? Wear the dress and dance and sing. The beloved has come. Here comes the bridegroom. Sing with him. Rejoice with him. Dance with him. Jump with him. Sing for him. Sing within your heart. And enjoy the dance of spiritual romance. Om Shanti.